All right, hanging out here talking with Josh Stump. How's everything going, man?
Man, I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, you gotta be doing really well. Your song Highway Money, we're getting ready to play that right quick. I mean, that's doing extremely well, really quickly for you.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm pumped. I've never had anything perform this well, and it's like, it's cool. I'm like checking the numbers every 30 seconds. I swear, I'm just getting like antsy.
Now, you're from good old PA, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Did that help influence you at all with getting into music? Did you come from a musical family? Kind of what got you going, your start with all this?
You know what? It's weird because my family wasn't particularly musical. Like, nobody else in my family played music, but there was a lot of music growing up in and around the house or in the shop or stuff like that. So it was weird. I was the first one to kind of pick up a guitar or start singing or do anything like that.
Nice. Have you ever had sort of that, I like to call it the rock star moment, where you just get fed up and you smash the guitar, or has that not happened to you yet?
That hasn't quite happened yet, but WestJet sure as hell did.
I saw that on your social media.
Yeah. Dude, I was furious. We were on our radio tour. We flew from Edmonton to Winnipeg, and I got to Winnipeg. And after every flight, I always open up my guitar case and just make sure there's no damage. And I cracked it open. Immediately, I saw the strings loose, and I'm like, oh, crap. Took a look at it, and the freaking headstock had ripped off the neck of the guitar completely.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I think that's why, like, I think Megan Patrick, one of her many tattoos is one that says my guitar fits in the, like, my guitar fits as carry-on or something. She has some tattoo like that, where it's like, okay, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Oh, so you're now signed MDM Records. Now, we haven't had any really new music from you in quite a while. We've played on the show before, Drink Me a Lullaby, that song in my truck. Now, yep. This is your first release in quite some time, in nearly a year. That seems to be kind of standard, or what I saw out of Haley Benedict before she signed her record contract. Sort of, what's that process like, being approached to sign, in this case with MDM, and that whole kind of process that kind of puts your music on the back burner slightly?
Well, it was kind of cool because when we had released Drink Me a Lullaby, it got sent to Dana Burgoyne, and she had sent it to Mike Denny at MDM and was like, hey, like, I think you should really listen to this. And it just so happened that him and Jess were on their way through to Saskatchewan, like, right away. So he messaged me, and we met up and had some dinner and kind of caught each other's vibes a little bit. And then we met up one more time when she was on her Winter Wonderland tour, played some songs for them, and then they offered me a deal. And after we signed that, it was just kind of getting everything in the back end done, getting all my information. And then it was down to Nashville to start writing, and then picking songs, and then going back down, you know, recording and 100 other things. So it was the reason it took a while is just getting all of the back end stuff done the right way leading up to this release, so that everything's ready to go once we're ready to press send, basically.
Nice. Now, of course, I kind of pieced together that either you had signed with MDM or Willing Records because of the CCMA party event. Found out it was MDM, but, you know, obviously they weren't making the announcement for a little bit of time, I think. So,
yeah.
At least you know I can keep a secret if you throw things my way, eh? But sort of, what is that like then, having like a soft launch like that at CCMA at a very well-known event? The MDM event is very well-known during CCMA week. So kind of get that soft launch there, and also to be performing beside your label mates like Savannah J, Jess Moskaluk, and also Willing Records, which Bobby Wills must still have a pretty good relationship with MDM. He used to be on that label there, joining in and lending as the MDM roster was a little thin at that time. Sort of, what was that like, getting that soft launch and getting to really feel that vibe there as part of that label, even though it wasn't announced yet?
It was really cool because you just get to, like, I got to meet so many cool people, and there's so many like cool new experiences that I never thought I'd get to see or experience. And but then on the same token, I was like, ah, damn, I want to tell people already. Like, I told it in for so long, I was so excited to tell people and post it on social media. I think I accidentally let it slip a little early, and I had to go delete an Instagram post.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's been really, really, really cool. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Oh, I can imagine it'd be pretty crazy, especially if you got to keep a massive secret that big. Like, for me to keep it a secret, it's like, how is you getting signed going to come up in conversation with anybody you talk to? Hey, man, what's new? Nothing's new. No.
Well, we're kind of like, we would still like tell people. We just hadn't made the like press release or put anything on social media. So like when we were at the events, like, you know, I would get introduced as the new signing. It just wasn't like released to the press and anything like that. Nice. So that part of it was still at least nice.
All right. So your new song, Highway Money, it is your first release as part of MDM Records. It is one you wrote with Jason Blaine, as well as Dave Thompson. Sort of what led to this one kind of coming together and being written, as well as the decision behind, hey, this is going to be your big debut as part of the record company? Because I have to imagine that is a massive decision for both you and MDM Records.
Totally. I mean, when we wrote this, I can't remember. There was a song that we had in mind that we were like the vibe of, and I can't remember which one it was. But Jason picked up a guitar and just kind of played something similar to kind of that vibe and just started humming a bunch of nonsense. And then he said Highway Money. And Dave was like, no, stop. What did you say? Did you say Highway Money? Like, that's sick. And so we wrote everything around there. And then when it came time to picking songs, this was like a clear winner for leadoff. I know Mike wanted another one, which is a little slower tempo, but he got outvoted because this one won by a landslide. I love this song. I'm absolutely in love with everything about this song, and everybody whose hands touched this did such a great job.
Oh, and I mean, big credit to Mike for that. I mean, he holds pretty strong position in that company and probably could just go, hey, yeah, no, we're doing this. So shout out to Mike for reading the room a little bit there.
Yeah, well, I like the way that it's set up because, you know, nobody has any more say than anybody else. So it's, you know, everybody kind of votes on it, and whatever gets the most votes wins.
Nice. So now that the song is out, sort of what is the plan for the rest of the year here for you? I got to imagine there's some gigs lined up. I imagine you'll be swinging by CCMAs in Kelowna. Sort of what is the plan for 2025 now?
Well, we'll see how this goes. I've got a show coming up here on Friday at Saskatoon, which is going to be kind of our, you know, launch events party kind of thing at the Capitol in Saskatoon. And then I'll be doing a little songwriter thing at Country Thunder in Craven. We'll also be doing the Spring Fling, the MDM Spring Fling event in Toronto on May 14th at the Horseshoe. And so I'm really looking forward to playing that one. I've never actually been in there, but I've heard a lot about that venue.
I mean, I grew up in the GTA and I've never been to the Horseshoe Tavern, strangely enough. It's like, oh, like it took me forever. I'd never been to Massey Hall for the longest time too, right? So it's like one of those strange things, but I also don't like to pay a lot of money for concert tickets. So yeah, smaller venues actually make sense for what, how did I not never been here before? So
I feel you there.
Oh, man. So before we let you go here, one of the viral questions that's been going around is 100 men versus one gorilla. Who wins? Your take?
100 men versus one gorilla?
Yes. And no, the men do not get like guns and knives or anything like that. It's like hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, dang. Are we saying like, what's the build of the guys? Are we just saying like a 5'10", 175 pound guy? Like,
whatever 100 men are crazy enough to take on a gorilla. Let's go with that.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I think the gorilla would take it, honestly. Those things are so ridiculously strong.
Yeah, my whole thing is if the men can actually think about it and are willing to sacrifice, some are willing to sacrifice themselves to tire out the gorilla, they may stand a chance. But knowing guys, they're not willing. It's like, no, man, you do that. You do that. No, I ain't doing that. So it's, it's going to be the disconnect.
They're next.
So yeah, we're gonna send Brock Lesnar in there. You try to tire this guy out.
There you go. You get like a super team full of freaking just some jacked guys in there that'll probably size of the gorilla. Get 100 of them, then maybe.
Well, thank you so much for doing this, Josh. We're getting ready to play Highway Money. Loving the song. So happy to see an emerging talent really starting to take off like you are with this song. And it was nice to get to talk to you again.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.